A video from a Columbia, South Carolina high school has gone viral, and it's a hard one to watch. It all started Monday when a black student at Spring Valley High School was asked to get up and leave her math class after both her teacher and the assistant principal asked her to stop disruptive behavior, texting on her phone, and according to Richland County Sheriff Leon Lott, using inappropriate language. The school's resource officer, Ben Fields, was called in. Again, the student is asked to get up, and when she doesn't, this happens.
Hands behind your back. Give me your hands. Give me your hands. Give me your hands.
Officer Fields grabs the student, flips her chair over while she's still in it, and then drags her forward. She's then arrested. The incident was the focus of press conferences and a school board meeting last night. WFAE Sarah D'Elia filed this report from Columbia.
Late Tuesday, a very tired Sheriff Leon Lott stood before reporters. He was at a conference when he first got word of the video and had to quickly return to assess the actions of Deputy Ben Fields. Lott said viewing the video was like a punch to the gut.
I want to throw up. I mean, it's literally, it just makes you sick to your stomach when you see that initial video.
He stopped short of completely condemning Fields. Lott said he hoped to have an internal investigation complete sometime Wednesday. Based on those findings, he'll determine whether Fields, who is also a football coach at Spring Valley High, will remain a deputy. Fields is currently suspended without pay. Lott says investigators are looking at additional videos taken by students.
We've seen one video, we've seen two videos, and now we've learned that there's a third video. We have a third one that's come forward now, another child or student in that class videoed it also from a different angle, and it shows a different perspective.
Lott says that video shows the student striking the officer, but he says he's most concerned with how Officer Fields handled the situation.
You know, even though she was wrong for disturbing the class, even wrong, though she refused to abide by the directions of the teacher, the school administrator, and then also the verbal commands of our deputy, I'm looking at what our deputy did.
The young lady should have obeyed when the teacher spoke to her, then again when the administrator spoke to her, and then again when the officer spoke to her. But I didn't think that what was done to her was necessary. I think they could have gotten her out of there without going through all of that violence.
Irma Schell has a 17-year-old daughter at Spring Valley High. She attended last night's meeting for the school board of Richland School District 2. It was packed with media, district employees, and a lot of upset people.
Now, I'm not a violent, crazy man. I don't have a record. But I will not tolerate this kind of insanity coming from no man touching a child in that manner.
If anybody thinks that a white female would have been treated the same way, I think that you live in a different world than me.
First of all, I'm just kind of tired of everybody basically looking at this situation and most excessive force situations and blaming the person that had the excessive force used against them. If he hadn't run, if she had just listened, if they'd have just done this or just done that.
But for somebody else to grab my child and drag it from what I saw, that's just despicable. I've never seen anything happen like that.
There was a smaller group that came to the defense of Officer Fields, whose supporters include the teacher and assistant principal who were in the room at the time of the incident.
I have full faith and trust in all of the administration at Spring Valley, including the deputy in question. That child in the classroom was given ample opportunity to comply. She was told multiple times, I'm sure by the teacher and the administrator, to please get up and leave the room. She chose to not comply. She chose to be defiant.
After almost 2 hours of listening, school board members had their turn to speak. Here's board member Chip Jackson.
I make no bones about it that if found guilty of charges, I want to see the officer receive the maximum penalty that can be levied upon him.
Many board members echoed the concerns of parents. This is yet another hit to the state's reputation after a summer that included the shooting massacre in Charleston and the shooting death of Walter Scott, an unarmed black man shot and killed by a white police officer. Tuesday night was a time to feel heard, not to get answers. The FBI is also conducting its own investigation at the request of Sheriff Lott. He said it's important the public has confidence that authorities are doing all they can do to get those answers. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Columbia, South Carolina.